Welcome everybody back to Around the Blocks with Mike Knox. And today on this wrestling show, we will talk WrestleMania Part 1, people. And today, as we discuss WrestleMania Part 1, we got to break down and look forward to WrestleMania Part 2. I am your host, Mike Knox. And indeed, I spell my name with three X's because frankly, like one of them girls, all of them used to know or dated or their aunt or their cousins, they know why I am. Hardcore. And make sure you follow us on Twitter, Instagram, wherever social media is sold by my namesake. I am loud. I speak loud. Indeed, I spell with three X's. I already told you how to spell it. Listen, guys, WrestleMania was last night. And before we talk about it, the particulars, people, I'm joined by the real CP Platt from the 216. What's going on, Chris?
Greetings and salutations, ladies and gentlemen. To quote King Hakeem, I'm very happy to be here.
Also joining me from the MIA, what's going on? Y'all know him already. What's going on, Huggo?
What's going on, Mike? I want to get this with you today, bro. Listen, I cannot wait. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, listen, you ain't ready for what I got for you fools out there in wrestling land. And also joining me from the 302, my second home or my other home away from home, because I love that place no matter what nobody thinks about me. I love Delaware. What's going on, D-Ware? What's going on, Dice Man?
Dice Man, what up, dude?
What's going on, guys? I got some of the best wrestling minds that I've come across in this world. We all think differently. We all think freely and frankly. That's why I love it. This is where Barbershop Talks meets radio on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and also on Fox Sports Radio 96.9 FM. Part of Perfect Plex Talk Radio. The Chair Shot. Hashtag use your head. We're here. We are live. WrestleMania Part 1 was last night. And, Chris, a lot of things took place last night. There at the bottom ticker, you can see what the results were, who won what, who did this, who did that. But, you know, last night, I personally thought was pretty damn good, close to great. Why it wasn't great was simply what we all know and why I tell fans out there to just erase what you think WrestleMania is. Yes, this isn't WrestleMania to what we want it to be called, but actually, guys, in the record books, it will be called WrestleMania. So all you guys is bitching and complaining and act like you need to go take a douche, you should know they're still going to call it WrestleMania Part 1 and Part 2. But for what those guys and girls, women, in that ring did last night, the show they put on last night with no crowd there, I thought was, again, pretty damn good, close to great. Chris, your thoughts on last night and last night only?
You know, Mike, I tell people all the time, man, in this new world that we live in, the best way to enjoy wrestling is to lower your expectations and be pleasantly surprised. And last night, I was pleasantly surprised. I know we do the belt thing here, so I'm going to go ahead and get that out the way up front, man. Last night's show, I give it 4 John Cena U.S. title spinner belts.
Whoa, that's that one!
Yeah,
sorry.
That one.
That right there.
Completely unnecessary, but a good touch.
Right. Huggo, your thoughts of last night, and I will stand with Wiki myself while you talk.
Well, Chris said it himself. We're in a different era now. We gotta get accustomed to what we have. Wrestling was good, however, WrestleMania did not feel like WrestleMania. I get it. We're in a virtual world. I get it. Mike, you can look at me all you want with that look.
I am looking at you like that.
WrestleMania did not feel like WrestleMania.
It's not going to.
It wasn't there. It's not WrestleMania. Granted, it was to me, it felt like a glorified house show that I watched for 4 hours. That, to me, is what it felt like. Don't get me wrong. Some of the wrestling was good. Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins, fantastic. Can't take that away. Undertaker, AJ Styles, and I know we're going to talk about it, and I'm sure we're going to be all in agreement for once when it comes to that match. We'll talk about it later on, how great it was yesterday. We're going to talk about it. The rest of the show, I don't know, man. I really don't know.
Go ahead, give me a bell grade. Give me a bell grade.
I'm going to go ahead and give it a 2, all right? A 2.
Damn.
Wow.
Damn.
Out of 5. Kurt Angle, Eurocontinental title belts, man. That's what I'm going to go ahead and give it. I did not enjoy it. I felt it didn't feel like WrestleMania to me. Granted, some of the wrestling was good. It just didn't feel like WrestleMania needs to be WrestleMania. And hence why I was one of the people that said, that was campaigning, go ahead and postpone it to the summer. get rid of SummerSlam just for this 1 year.
Ah! Dice Man, please give me your opinion of last night, please.
Disgusting. I gotta say that, honestly, usually I am really, really excited about WrestleMania, and like the whole day, I didn't really care.
No, you didn't.
Like, I just didn't care.
You
I was
didn't.
Like, you know what? It comes on, fine. But then the closer it got, I was really curious about what it was. And I just, like, outside of, like, seeing no crowd,
mm-hmm.
I thought it was pretty good. Like, you just had to sit there and be like, all right, there's no crowd. Like, you had to look at it as a show, not like a, like, it's just strictly production. And everything from the way that the cameras were strategically placed and catching some of the bumps and the falls, you really didn't miss the crowd. But the crowd is there.
Right.
So, you know, like the crowd, it's one of those spectacles where the crowd is needed. And that's the first time I actually felt like, it's like watching a wrestling match on mute. Like, that's basically what it was. It was like watching a wrestling match right. on mute. But I had to take away from that aspect. If you mute that aspect of everything and then just focus on the action, I thought it was pretty good for the circumstances of what we're going through right now in the world. So
give me your belt grade.
I'm going to give it 3.5 out of 5 Miz World Championship titles.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go 4 out of 5 Big Eagle Undisputed Championship. You know, Triple H, most synonymous, The Rock also having that title as well. You know, a lot of people had that title, but I'm going to give it that. Because here's why I thought, and here's why I got angry at Brother Hugo there. And it's because I've been campaigning, since that's the word he used, right? Like, Trump's using the COVID-19 hashtag stay home, stay safe. Okay, first and foremost, all right, during this pandemic. Okay, and because of that, understood what last night was. As a wrestling fan, I think wrestling fans take the word fanatic to a whole new stratosphere. Because to not be intelligent, which you should be today because the internet makes you smarter than you've ever been before. Okay, or at least gives you the answers you could never answer before. Okay. It's to understand last night was strictly business. Nothing more, nothing less. And then to give you a little bit of entertainment. That's what the purpose of the show was. So I don't want to hear it can't be called WrestleMania. It wasn't WrestleMania. Because yes, I'm intelligent enough to know, no, yes, it wasn't where I was supposed to be at today as it would rain. Okay? No, it's not me experiencing my son having to go to the goddamn bathroom probably doing one of the best parts of the night. It's not that. It's not Hugo buying out drinks on the row as he did at WrestleMania 32. Okay? It's none of those things. It was WrestleMania in your house. And guess what? I was in my house and I enjoyed it for what they gave me. Okay? And yes, the crowd was muted. Yes, I was disappointed. I hoped that they could use the production in which we saw in the Boneyard match to their advantage and pipe in a crowd. Because okay, so what? Pipe in a crowd. I don't care. But how do you pipe in the oohs and ahs? Very easily. It was pre-recorded any damn way. So besides that, for what those girls and guys did in that squared circle and still carrying on like they were in front of a crowd to the best of their ability, because guys, they're professional wrestlers. You may hear the stories, oh, I don't rehearse with that guy. Oh, they practice every goddamn week or so what they do. Okay? So it's nothing different than how you get into the business is what they did. Okay, you could call it a glorified house show. It was the best damn house show I've ever seen. If you want to call it that. Okay? I'm getting sick and tired as I've been sick and tired, but I'm not going to, you know, I wanted to get on 8 o'clock this morning. Ask Dice Man. Or 9:30, 10 o'clock, whatever time that was. After I watched Zombieland Double Tap. Good goddamn movie. Sorry, Lord.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I wanted to get on then.
Shout out Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, listen. When I saw Woody and Luke Wilson together, I said, yo, something's going to happen that's not supposed to happen because it was just too good on screen watching Luke Wilson and Woody Harrelson together, okay? Okay, Billy? All right. Listen, what in your house WrestleMania was last night was good, guys. I'm sitting at home doing nothing. That's why y'all watching us right now because you're not doing nothing. Getting ready for WrestleMania Part 2. I'm sorry. I thoroughly enjoyed it and just over and over and over of
here's
the
your question.
You can ask whatever you want. Go ahead. I had another part I was going to go. Go ahead.
Are you saying this because you know that there is nothing else to do and nothing else to watch Hence why you're so blind at the
blind brother. Brother, do you see all the gold that is behind me right now? There's nothing blinding me right now because I'm always shining. Because that's why they call me sun, because I shine like one. Listen to me here, okay? There's nothing to be blinded by. I am smart enough in what I've been trying to teach for 10 damn years to understand professional wrestling. All you fans want to do is have it your way right away. This ain't Burger King. This ain't my wife coming out the shower. This isn't you going to the liquor store picking your favorite bottle off the top shelf. This is professional wrestling, and to know it is to know it's a business. Oh, they're copying AEW. AEW copied WWE. WWE copied NWA. Everybody copies everybody. I've watched movies that are being done over and done over and done over because there's nothing unique anymore. What can you actually do to be surprising? And then for the fans that say, Matt Hardy's compound was just as good as the Boneyard match. Oh, okay. Check this out. Okay. Check this out. Okay. Was Matt Hardy's thing done good? Yes, it was. But in the words of him below me, okay, pause. All right. Dice Man, who said, I seen it before and I seen it better. And that's hard to say when it comes to production of WWE. TNA did it. And it was better because not AJ Styles, which Dice Man and I talked last night. He thought it was because of that. It was because of Taker. It made Taker look like the Taker should never get in the ring again. Just do that shit. Point blank. Okay? I just want wrestling fans to remember, and I said this from day one, and I get off my tent and we'll move on. And that's, I have three children. Four, my daughter's grown. Dice hears it all the time. You've been in front of it, Hugo. Okay? When you watch wrestling from a child's perspective and understand that's how you fell in love with the sport of entertainment in the first place, last night can bother me because I'm still too smart, but I won't let it affect what I'm watching. And what they did, pro wrestling is about what you're watching, not about the, you know, always the spectacle and all that kind of stuff. And I'm on record for always saying WrestleMania is not made for us at home. It's made to be there because those at home may not like it. Those who are there still have this good or bad. If you get something about it, it's good. And last night was good. It really was. Those guys performed. You can't tell me you didn't may not like the match. You may didn't like this. But overall, last night, for what's going on in this world, be smart, people. Be smart. Stop being some dumb fucks. Y'all are part of the internet, okay? There should be nothing dumb about you.
And the thing is, man, obviously they were dealing with extenuating circumstances. But my main takeaway from last night's WrestleMania Part 1 was that there was probably, not even probably, there was only one match that I feel as if my feeling about the match was swayed by the fact that there was no crowd. There was only one match. I feel like everything that happened at WrestleMania last night, whether it was in front of a crowd, whether it wasn't in front of a crowd, I would have felt the exact same way that I feel right now. And it was just that one match. But other than that, like, yeah, you got to give the performers their props, man. Both the men and the women, they worked their asses off, especially the women.
I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. I'm not talking about the performance.
Nah, blind tag. Let me ask you a question. Okay? Let me ask you a question.
Well, that was the question. So now what else you
got? Okay, all right, okay. So the other question is why can't you, because you're in that demographic, okay, Hugo, of wrestling fans not understand that it's not always going to be your way. And to not, why can't you guys just watch wrestling for how it is? You guys look at, and I'm going to throw the name out there because AEW is the big guy in the ring. So I'm just going to say them, not picking them because to me there still is no comparison. It's not apple and oranges, okay? But you guys can love Allen Darby, right? You can love Orange Cassidy. If those gimmicks were in WWE, you guys would shit on them. And you have shitted on them. Not saying they've done them, but anything that's different, you guys shit on them. If anybody else do anything different, it's loved. And I'm not saying that it shouldn't be, but it's loved and it's without fail and it's great. I don't get how everything that they do, you guys just shit on. That's just what it is. Everything they do, you shit on. Why?
I am not in that demographic.
Yeah, you are. We were in a text with you last night, and all you did was bitch and complain about it. We were there.
I never mentioned once AEW.
I didn't say AEW. I'm talking about as far as the last night complaining about the night, not AEW. Complaining about what you saw last night.
AEW should not be on the damn air, Mike. We are right now living in a global pandemic. Yes, I get it.
But that's besides the point. That's my point. That's my point right there. You guys are so bent over grabbing your ankle saying cough that you don't understand it. You don't run this world. You don't. It's not about what we want. Okay? This isn't the NBA, the NFL. These guys have a job to do, and they don't get paid to feed their mouths. I wish I could go to work. Dice is going to work. Chris is going to work. You're going to work because your job hasn't let you off. Because if they could, you would be home like the world. These guys aren't off because they're not off like the world.
We have so many people out right now anyway. Roman Reigns, The Miz, all these other guys, they're not wrestling, Mike. Why? Because they're against the pandemic.
No, they're against... It's not the pandemic. It's health reasons. And guess what? As they always say, as I told... It's not just the pandemic. It's like I told Kenny Anderson, we were doing our Kenny and Mike in the morning. Okay? It's about... You already got your millions. I don't got mine. You think Roman ain't made his six figures? If Roman don't make WrestleMania, he's good. He's headlined five of them. The Miz is good. He's baby Vince McMahon, baby John Cena. The other cats need that bag. It's about the bag. It's always been about the bag. And guess what? I hate that I keep saying the bag because I hate that they call it the damn bag.
If you think this is all about the finances because they absolutely need it, all right? Let me ask you, all these bonuses that they get from WrestleMania from past years, right? It's been through ticket sales, through merch sales, through whatever rights, through merchandising, all of that, right? What are they, they don't have a gate that they're going to get a revenue cut from. They're not going to get a cut from merchandising. They're not going to get a cut from advertising. How are they going to get their cut?
Let me ask you a question.
Answer me that if it's
on I'm going to ask you that question simply. Will you rent out an arena? You rent out an arena. Go ahead, Chris. Let me say this part. I get right to Chris after this. They rent out arenas. They pay for things in advance. There are traveling circuits. I've always said that. If they do not put on a show, they don't get paid. There's isn't them other federations and companies in sports that have billions of dollars sitting back waiting on them to pay people if they don't perform. The NFL doesn't have to pay back if they don't show up in that stadium. That's their stadium. If Vince had to give back the Tampa money. That's why we ain't all got our money back, because Vince got to give it back to Ticketmaster. Ticketmaster got to give it back to us. It's a whole slew of things they got to go through. That's what I'm saying. This has always had been, always will be, the show for the intelligent wrestling fan, because I'm more intelligent than most of y'all out there. Go ahead, Chris.
No, Hugo brought up an interesting point, and it's something that I've been thinking about a lot as well, because how are the WrestleMania payoffs going to pay off? Because there is no live gate. There is no opportunity to sell merch for the actual wrestlers. And we all know that the WWE cannibalized the pay-per-view market years ago by starting up the network. So I'm interested to see how these WrestleMania payoffs are going to pay off for the actual talent.
And please don't say that it has to do with through the Fox Sports or pay-per-view business, because you already know any damn Andy could go out there, create a fake email, and get the WWE network for free for the first 30 days.
Everybody's not that smart, but we shall move on and tackle this for tomorrow. Last night, Chris, was WrestleMania Part 1. We've heard how we feel and how we don't feel. I've gone on my tangent so bad that Mo Eaton, hashtag Belt Kings, said, can we talk about wrestling, guys? All right, so let's talk about professional. Let's talk about first. When the people talk, damn it, you listen, okay? So I'm listening. Chris, that's your fault. You're supposed to be monitoring the damn chat room. What are you doing? Okay, you put the big cut me off. That's your job!
Yeah, because it's very easy to shut you up. Okay, cool.
Okay, all right. You're learning. You're learning. All right, listen. Last night, opening match, we led off with what there, Jesus? That's your shirt. You know, it says Jesus. Jesus.
I'm not Spanish, but shout out to my Spanish brother. But we led off the WrestleMania Part 1 night with the Butt Pirates, a.k.a. the Kabuki Warriors.
My daughter loves them. Thank you.
Versus Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross. And I'm gonna tell y'all like this, man. I was a little pissy because that's the match that started off WrestleMania, and y'all know from the previous conversations that we've had, I thought that Randy Orton and Edge should have led off the WrestleMania. But I'm gonna tell you like this. This match was a lot better than it had any right to be. Number one, Asuka's very good at professional wrestling, and Nikki Cross and Kairi Sane, they're also very good. And Alexa Bliss played her part well. These four women worked their asses off. They laid it in. You could hear the smack.
Yeah, yeah.
You could hear the smack.
Asuka was gold.
They did the damn thing. Yeah, and they did the damn thing. And this match was it had any right to be. It really was.
Dice?
That was my point from earlier. Like, just watching the match, you didn't care about the crowd. You didn't need the crowd. So in that aspect, you just focus on the talent and just how zoomed in everything was on that match just made you just focus on that. I didn't need to hear the crowd, and that was my overall point in the beginning. But I thought the match was very well. I thought Nikki Cross really showed another side of her that we probably haven't seen since NXT.
Was that the fact she showed them the tight pants and she showed her breasts? Was that the reason?
No, man, come on, stop that. I'm not trying to talk about that.
Okay, I'm sorry. That was your favorite part, though. I was in a party with you. That was your favorite part. I mean, hello.
But no, she we haven't seen Nikki Cross give that much effort in a match, because usually her match is like 2-3 minutes.
Right.
You know, we haven't been able to see that side of Nikki Cross since NXT, and I thought it was really good. I thought she was the MVP of that match right next to Asuka.
Just a couple guys in the chat room. I'm giving some shouts out. Shout out to nephew Corey, the Belt Emperor, part of the Belt Kings. Mo Eaton already shouted out. Corey from Chicago said, I personally wish they would have just let the postpone the event and pushed it to a bigger one on a night minus fans. I think that's a growing consensus there. Jeff had some things he had to say. He said, W made a choice a few weeks ago when all this broke and just left them with a course to run Mania. I think in hindsight, it may have made the wrong move without the crowd, but they had a very small window to make a decision, and they are making the best of a terrible situation. And that's where, because of this terrible situation, I agree with what, you know, I'm looking at what I'm watching in the square circle.
There's a lot of pressure too, though.
It is. A lot of pressure to do anything, to perform without a crowd, guys. We point out, I'm going to point out, and I think we should all point out during the night, your favorite parts. Asuka in that match just was the same Asuka. No crowd or not. I got Asuka in that match. I got Nikki Cross in that match. The match was still pretty good, and we've seen them in the ring before, and that was the best to me that they have put off in the squared circle, including the girl you can't stand there, Chris, and Alexa Bliss. When she hit the...
Whoa. I never said I couldn't
I'm sorry.
Stand her.
I'm sorry.
Saying,
well, when
it's
you
hard for me to be sexually attracted to a woman that has a pet pig. I'm sorry.
It is. I agree with you with Piglet and all, but she's still hot, okay? She's still hot and smoking. But I thought that was pretty dope. Hugo, your thoughts on the Kabuki Warriors?
Great match. Yeah. I think the consensus is all around. Great match. Asuka was great. Nikki Cross was really good, too. She definitely had her WrestleMania moment, if you really think about it. You saw how much it meant to her, regardless where there was no crowd. I know she was trying to... They were trying... I don't know if you guys noticed this from the performance from starting off, that they were so in tune, the fact that they were there and they were trying to perform in there. They were trying to look for the crowd, and that's when Nikki Cross actually put that out there. She was trying to look for the crowd.
Yeah.
And she still had her WrestleMania moment, though, which was great.
Ooh, you just said
that. You saw yesterday when we were on the chat. I was like, you know, Alexa Bliss finally won. Because I feel like Alexa Bliss since, what, 2 years now? Mm-hmm. I think it's been 2 years since she's been, you know, kind of like just wandering off. And now she's actually back again, and hopefully she starts getting back into the... into the main event scene for the women with this win. So I thought the match was great. Asuka was great. Kairi Sane, underrated, fantastic throughout the match. Nikki Cross, fantastic throughout the match. Hell, even Alexa Bliss, man, she might have been the one that performed the least from the four, but it was still very solid.
I like that, because she did perform the least in that match. Chris, next match.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, so the next match is going to be Baron Corbin versus Elias.
Let's just move on, because it wasn't trash because I like Corbin. Even my kids said they love old Corbin more than like King Corbin. To me, whenever Corbin talks, Corbin's great. It was what it was. That's how I look at that match. There's always, over the years, we all know Vince wants his guys to all get paid and put a match on. This was that match. So we're going to move on knowing that match is what it was. Chris, next.
Well, I mean, the thing is, man, with that match, I mean, even in front of a live studio audience, like, I would feel the exact same way about that match.
I know. I know. Dice straight went to sleep. Straight gave us the big head nod. Okay, been drinking. What's next there, Chris?
All right, we coming up.
Okay, that's fine. He don't have Spectrum, y'all.
Giselle's, please. Thank you.
But, talk about yourselves.
The next
match, was it it was the women's championship match?
I don't care the order you're giving to me. I just want the matches. I don't care about the order. Wait, we'll talk about that
okay,
too.
So fine. So fair. Becky Lynch versus Shayna Baszler. And this particular match, number one, the women stole the show for me until Seth came out with his Eddie Murphy Holy Man.
Jesus! White Jesus!
We'll get to that momentarily. But Becky Lynch, Shayna Baszler, and I know Hugo is going to have a lot of shit to say about this match, so I'm just going to get my shit in and then back up and let you and Hugo go at it, Mike. But this match was hard-hitting. These women beat the shit out of each other. They delivered, and the result wasn't necessarily what I expected, but it's a finish that WWE goes back to time and time again. And the reason that they go back to this finish is because it's a good-ass finish, okay? It gives you a clean winner in a match, and it doesn't bury the person that takes the fall. It still keeps them strong, and it allows you to go on and have other matches. So they were setting this up. So that's the big takeaway I took from this match, is that we're not done with this program yet.
Real fast to get in there. Now, I won't go next. Dice, your thoughts.
I said the same thing, that this isn't an end between those two women. I think that you made the point last night we were watching that this is definitely a match that should have had a crowd. And the fact that they couldn't have that crowd energy to feed off of, whether it was face or heel, you could kind of see that it was affecting the match. But also another thing that is taken away from these matches with no crowd is you can't really hear a call out. Like, you can't really hear them try to, you know, signal to get to their spots. And I think you can kind of see everybody trying to remember their steps and their placement of where they're trying to be, because there's no crowd to overshadow them talking secretly in the ring. And the ref does absolutely nothing now.
He doesn't
even tell them a signal to go to a certain spot.
Good.
So that is a big part of them not having a crowd. But the simple fact that Shayna and Becky didn't have that crowd, it affected the match. Like, it was like a 7-minute match. It was not very long.
It was short.
As opposed to like all the feud that they've been having over the past couple of months, you would think that would at least be a 20-minute match with a lot more action than it was. But they had packed 60 people in a caravan in 2 minutes. So they had to do what they can do: get in, get out, get it done.
I thought they got it done well. Personally, for that. I also believe that match would have been the way it was if the crowd was there or not. Believe it or not, I think there's always a spot at Mania where certain matches are just what they are. I think as hard hitting as it was, is why it was so quick. I do think still, like you said, that alluded to last night, that I do think the crowd should have been there to give it that for Shayna Baszler. Shout out to the Red Cup boys. We'll talk about you momentarily. And God, like I said, it will end and we'll just pop right back in. Okay, guys, because it will end in 8 minutes. But Facebook Live, we'll still be going live. And on all the podcasts, you will see them. We'll still be talking. I will still be here while those guys jump back into the party, as we're using a service called Zoom. Shout out to Zoom. You need to upgrade yourselves, guys. Don't give us just 40 minutes, all right? We're here. But I thought the match was good for those reasons. I think the crowd would have just been... It would have helped it, but I thought the match was really, really good, and I thought that was one of the highlights of the night, despite the fact I did not like the finish until Chris explained to me just now. They do have that from time to time. So, you know what? And we do see that roll up in the move, you know, trying to get out of the submission move that happened. So I'm okay with that now. But I do think if it was at Mania Live, I thought and hoped maybe Shayna would have won that. So that's that unexpected, not knowing who would have really won a Mania match there. Hugo, your takes on that match.
Really quick, that finish would have been good with a live crowd, not without the live crowd.
Yeah.
Because, again, because of the no crowd, that match in particular, that's why it felt, quote-unquote, a glorified house show.
Yeah.
It really did. I think the finish would have been, it would have been good for the live crowd, just not with a live crowd. Not without a live crowd, I should say. So, other than that, man, right, man, I think we can kind of say that the women definitely gave it 150%. Alexa, the Kabuki Warriors, Nikki Cross, as well as Sasha Banks.
Jumping the gun. We got you. You get some more Diet Coke.
Ricky Lynch and Shayna Baszler.
What we got next, Chris?
Shout out to Shayna Baszler.
What we got next, Chris?
So up next, and this is the match that I talked about, that I alluded to earlier, that this was the one match that I felt like actual live audience would have swayed me on this match, and that is for the Intercontinental Championship, Sami Zayn versus Daniel Bryan. And the reason that I say that is because the way that the match was laid out and the story they told, with Sami being the chicken shit heel, like coming in the ring and ducking out the ring. Like, he would have got major heat with an audience. And then when Daniel Bryan finally got his hands on him, the audience would have went apeshit crazy for that. And, you know, this is the only match that I feel like it swayed my judgment of the match with them not having an audience. Because, you know, we alluded to earlier, what was it? It was Baron Corbin versus Elias. I wasn't going to be into that match
anyway,
with an audience.
Bathroom match. Bathroom match. Like, y'all. We're going to shot. Right. Yeah. Dice?
But yeah, this is the one match. Yeah.
Dice Man cometh?
There you go. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie. I can't stand this whole Sami Zayn thing. It terrifies me. Makes my balls itch. Like, I can't stand it.
Get some ointment for that.
You need to get that checked out, bro. Some Monistat or something. Right.
Monistat, that's for women.
I'm not saying.
I thought Monistat was just for women's coochie parts.
But that's where the joke was, Mike. Okay. Thanks for getting my
sorry. This is the show for the Intelligent Wrestling Fans. You know what Monistat is. I'm sorry. That wasn't my fault. That was yours.
I do believe that, once again, like, if the crowd was there, it would have made Sammy's character look so much better and made the payoff a little bit better when Daniel Bryan got his hands on him. But I honestly had little interest in this. But on a side note, people that play Xbox, if you ain't got it, Facebook Watch, I am actually watching the channel on Facebook on the Xbox right now. So, cool.
Bang. That just happened. I'm going to stay out of this one because I'm biased. Okay? I'm a Sami Zayn guy and I'm a Daniel Bryan guy. And shout out to Belt Kings. That's the best carved title I've seen in a very long time. Nephew Corey, hashtag or at my kicks is my fix on Twitter and Instagram. He has that title already as he is the belt emperor. I love that belt. But in this match could do no wrong. I'm sorry. That's just me. So I can't fairly be honest and say, you know, judge this match other than it was good on all fronts. And I agree with you guys are saying, though, with the crowd, you know, swaying it either way. But either way, I'd have been, you know, Undertaker, Triple H, like I was at WrestleMania 28. So I loved it either way, Hugo. Well, go ahead, Chris. You got some input?
I was going to say, I respect your honesty, man, because that's how I feel about all things Sasha Banks. I cannot be objective when it comes to anything Sasha Banks. So I respect your honesty.
Well, I hope she wears that blue she had on SmackDown on tonight.
Oh, that's looking like an avatar.
Looking like a straight avatar. Go ahead. 2.5 hour long wait at Disney, by the way, to go on that ride. Go ahead, Hugo.
It is what it is, man. Whatever. Next.
All right, next match.
Wow, really?
Yeah, he hates Sami Zayn. He hates Sami Zayn, man. So... that was him being honest. He couldn't judge the match.
All right, fair enough. So next we have the SmackDown Tag Team Title Triple Threat Ladder Match with Morrison representing his team. One of the Usos. I don't know which one it was.
Jimmy.
It
doesn't
really matter. It was Jimmy.
Thank you. Jimmy Uso and Kofi Kingston. And fellas, I'm not going to lie, man. These men worked extremely hard. Mm-hmm. And the ending was very creative. That was something that I've never seen before. But I couldn't care less during this match.
Are you insane?
I couldn't care less. I am insane, but that's just getting over there.
I don't see it. Yeah.
I
agree with you guys. You definitely
what? Need
tag teams. No. But. The physicality of the match was great.
That's what I'm saying. Again, like everything, suspending the belief, we know they're not there because Miz decided not to be there. So them giving us, what are you going to replace the Miz? You can't, because Miz and Morrison are Miz and Morrison, and the Usos are the Usos, and the New Day are the New Day. Those are three tag teams that are without, you know, you can't do one without the other. Thank God the New Day has the three interchanging parts, but... For one-on-one ladder match,
it was good, and the ending
was tremendous.
Yeah,
like,
it was.
I'm sorry.
I also, with this type of bout, you also need the live crowd. You know, you definitely need the live crowd for a ladder match, and it definitely showed.
Yesterday. I'm with you, Mo. Excellent match.
I don't know if you guys saw yesterday. Kofi Kingston was missing. He definitely missed the crowd, and you could tell because he wasn't. Kofi Kingston is great regardless, but he needs that crowd for him to be able to do all the flippy shit and all of that he does with the ladder. Other than that, I thought Morrison was great. I thought Jimmy Uso, Jimmy Uso, I thought he was great too, man.
I think you guys are completely underestimating these professional guys. to go out there with or without a crowd and put on a and put on a performance and act.
But some of them need the crowd.
I'm not saying you're wrong in your opinion, but I'm gonna disagree with you in your opinion on that because I'm not. That's for us, okay? When I don't practice this show, like I don't get in the mirror and practice promos, but these guys do. They practice, they rehearse, they practice their moves 1,000 times, 100 times. So you have to, in their minds, they're envisioning a crowd is there. No, it's not there to feel that energy, to get those goosebumps, to get that electricity. I understand that. I'm not stupid. But to think that they're smart, they know what's going on. To me, I didn't see them, and I'd say this with the match we just talked about previously, with Daniel Bryan and Sami Zayn, and not their performance, just the way the story told in the match to sway you. Besides that, I didn't see no one other maybe than Shayna Baszler, and I love her, not miss that crowd. That's what I miss. Hey, guys, I'm going to hold it right there, guys. Guys on Facebook, we'll be right back, guys. Everybody pop back in immediately after I hit this message. Give me 1 second. We got less than 1 minute. We'll be live back here in 1 second, guys, okay? It's going to look a little crazy, but that's okay. That's because we're doing things, you know, live, all right? So, guys, we'll be right back, y'all, in about 2 minutes, all right? Or less than that. As soon as these guys get back in, but I am still here talking. I am still here with you. As you can hear my voice. Hello, I am still here. Are you still here? Yeah, see, they're frozen. So they'll be right back in a second. And Mo, Kofi got to stop coloring his hair. Absolutely, dude. I couldn't take it. I could not take Kofi Kingston again with that hair. It was, my wife came in here and was watching because I watched it again today because you have to watch it. That's what you do. And when I watched it again, I was like, that's what it needs to be like. And that's what I was missing. And sorry, I was doing two things at once and I lost completely train of thought. And that's what it is live, what we're doing here. But I don't know what's going on with Kofi, okay? Like I said, he got a hot wife, so that much we know. So, you know, he can do what he want to do, all right? When you got a hot wife, you can just, you know, it's your world. You just do what you want to do. So make sure we're here live. We are back and we are live still back here on Facebook. Nothing has ever stopped. Hugo, your take on that, on where we left off at, which was that match.
Well, I told you, like I said previously, I thought they were great. Kofi Kingston just needed the crowd. You were alluding to,
yeah.
You know, that some of these guys to go ahead and rehearse the fact that they could do it with or without a crowd. And we were just discussing that, but the match was great though. Physicality, I think, was great. I think Morrison, Kofi, and Jimmy then went out there and did what they had to do for the little resources that they had with ladders. But a ladder match should be done.
I'm sorry. Kofi Kingston sucks. Somebody put that boy on a sandwich wiki, please.
Oh, come on.
Right now, Jason. Put him on a sandwich wiki. You are muted, okay? You are on mute street for 8 more seconds, all right? Just so you'll know. Chris, that's at the CP Platt on Twitter, the real CP Platt on Twitter. That is, Chris, what's the next match we got to talk about before we get into the tonight's matches? I'm going to go for a little bit faster.
So first and foremost, shout out to Maurice Eaton, who said that
Belt Kings, baby,
stop coloring his hair.
Yeah, I discussed.
I agree. That shit's weird.
Yeah. That's when you came back in.
It. I'm not going front. I liked it.
It's what it is. It's Kofi.
I'm a weird person, so I like it.
Yeah, it's Kofi. Yeah, it's Kofi. So you got to let people be them. That's what I'm learning as a father and as we live into today's world is that these kids are different than we were. You know what I mean? And if I continue to rip them for them being different, you know what I mean? Like I said, when you got back on, he got a hot wife, so he can do what he want to do. As long as she don't care, I don't care.
That's fair, man. And, you know, with black hair, there's only so much you can do to try to be creative. But let's figure some other shit out.
All right.
But that being said, moving right along, we're going to get to the Kevin Owens Seth Rollins match. And number one,
shout White out to Jesus!
The Messiah.
White Jesus!
White Jesus. Yes. Coming out with his Eddie Murphy from Holy Man attire. He won the weekend thus far, and it's going to be hard to beat that. I'm here for it. I can smoke a bag of that. This match was excellent. It really was. And I don't think that Kevin Owens jumps off the WrestleMania sign if this match was in front of a live studio audience.
Right. Well, they'd have jumped off something, I think. I definitely think that.
They would have jumped off something. That's fair.
I've heard that a couple times that, he wouldn't have did that. And you know what? I don't care. He did it.
And the match was excellent.
I could have seen him do that off of the
the pirate ship over there at Raymond James Stadium. I think maybe that spot was designed for that.
Maybe. Just maybe.
On the Shane McMahon side of the game. You might be right.
I'm going to say this much, and I'm going to get Dyson to give his opinions about that match real fast and quick. I'm going to do the same thing. No one knows how to be the Triple H's. There are certain people that know WrestleMania is a big time, and he come out for a big time. He didn't disappoint. To see his attire last night is why Seth Rollins stole WrestleMania the weekend, because he kept it Seth Rollins. He kept that new attire going, and I liked it. I may didn't get my Taker intro. I didn't get my Triple H intro because they can't give us those intros, but he gave us that attire to go with his character being the Monday Night Messiah. And let's face it, guys, he looked like white Jesus.
Did the job, and his dad was the promoter. If you enjoyed the shirt that I'm wearing, you can pick one up just like it at prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Please and thank you. Thank you, please.
Hashtag use your head. Match of the night to me as well, guys. Second match of the night, which we'll talk about later to me, but I thought in a ring, this is the best match of the night. I really did. Dice Man.
I agree. This was probably the most entertaining match to me, in my opinion, up until the last match.
Ooh, I like the frog splash.
It definitely was something that it made me not care that the crowd wasn't there.
Uh-huh.
Because we knew that these two guys were going to put on a show regardless if there was two people, no people, three people,
we said that many people in the crowd. That's why I called match of the night before that. Tear it down. Remember, yeah. I called match of the night before that. I said, this is going to be match of the night.
The only thing that I missed about that match is that the fact that we, like, if we just had an empty WrestleMania stadium, like an empty stadium, because the entrances, what they do, those entrances, Seth Rollins' entrances always have some sort of symbolism.
Yeah.
Remember when he faced Triple H and he put the fire, the torch down, and the whole thing lit up?
Yeah.
And that was a symbolism.
That was the burn it down start.
Passing the torch to him.
Yeah.
So I thought that was missing from, you know, a lot of these entrances. And I thought that those two guys would have had really great entrances to go along with that great match.
KO Mania 4 shirt coming to my house soon. Huggo.
Fantastic match. Especially love the finish as well. I love how Seth Rollins is cementing himself as a true heel, especially at the end where he's like, I don't care that I lost by this one.
I love the crowd not being there. We could hear everything they said a lot more.
It was great. I give him a lot of props when it comes to that. And Kevin Owens as well. Because Kevin Owens, we know him from, dominant heel. He's doing his part as a face too. I think Kevin Owens definitely put on a great performance as well. I like the ending of the match. Kevin Owens also, for the type of guy that he is, he's a pretty big guy.
Yeah.
To go up there, regardless, even if it's a performance center, it could be, only about a 30-foot, like a 30-foot drop down. But still, for a guy that's about 285, 290, that's a pretty big deal, shout out to Kevin Owens on that as well. Fantastic match. Definitely match of the night in ring. Man, for that one, I would actually give it almost a five-star, but I give it about a 4.5-star match for Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins.
What you got next for me there, Chris Platt?
Okay, so first and foremost, I have to piggyback off something Hugo said, that I too enjoyed the extra level of shit-talking, and I think that they enhanced the level of shit-talking in-ring because there was no crowd, so I'm all here for that. So next up is the, we'll say, controversial match for the Universal title, which featured Bill Goldberg versus Braun Strowman. So I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to get out the way because I know Mike and Hugo are going to go back and forth on this one. It was cool for what it was. I mean, we've seen damn near 25 years of Goldberg. This is what it is. Whether good or bad, right or wrong, it's what it is. And I mean, this wasn't going to be Luthez versus fucking Nick Bockwinkel. We knew that going into it. That's not what it was. It was wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. And they probably didn't want to keep paying Bird because I got a
Chris that
Bird in a high price tag.
Chris! So
they had to figure out a way to get the title off of Bird because there's no need to keep paying Bird if you're not going to get any benefits from it, if they're performing in front of no audience.
Just look at Mike over here celebrating.
I'm not celebrating anything.
It was what it was.
All I'm saying is
for what it was.
All I'm saying is everything Chris said, I agree with, Listen, like Bernie Mac said, 3 minutes, a heavyweight fight, and people have been knocked out in less. Okay? I'm sorry. What? Tell me a Goldberg match that's not an Elimination Chamber match, okay, that lasted 17 minutes. I'll wait.
Yo, one of the best. I don't care about what the match was. I don't care about it.
Okay.
You know, Goldberg matches are most.
Okay, exactly.
It was the,
exactly.
It was the fact.
Fact that of what?
They could have ran this on SmackDown, actually having a proper buildup to it. Even if it was,
what buildup? Now, Roman Reigns left!
And not only on Twitter, and then come out here and have about 7 spears and then 3 power slams just for him, to take the title off of Goldberg. Come on, man. At least go ahead and showcase the fact that Braun Strowman's going to fight him and not have no build to it.
Can I ask you a question? I'm not going to ask you a question. I'm going to point out something that I think, again, wrestling fans who are not part of the intelligent crew can understand. Every pay-per-view says card subject to change. This card subject to change on Thursday. Or Tuesday.
It's been 3 weeks saying. Since they taped something.
No, they didn't. They taped this all last week, so get your facts straight. That's all I'm saying. I love you. Get your facts straight. Because that's not true. Okay? The fact of the matter is, Goldberg backed out. They had to scramble to get things. They got enough in their mind dealing with the fact that WrestleMania got canceled from fans. To then have your talent also say, I'm not coming. What do you expect? I can't judge this match because there's nothing to judge because I should be intelligent enough to know they just did this for a reason. It was always set up for Roman Reigns to beat Goldberg so Roman would finally not be booed at WrestleMania. Oh, versus Oldberg. Even my kids call him Oldberg. Okay? So that's all it was. I don't care if it was 7 spears and 4 power slams. I don't care. I can give 2 shits. I don't care. It was... Okay.
Again.
I'm sorry.
Just for continuity, yeah. WrestleMania 36 was taped during March 25th and the 26th. So I'm just throwing that out there. Just
that's
for continuity.
What I'm saying.
No, well, first you said 2 weeks. Dice is going to sleep on Thanos. Snap your ass back in this conversation, Dice. Snap your ass back.
Hated it.
Okay.
Hated it. Thank you.
I just don't understand.
Is that men on wrestling?
Right. Two snaps up. Listen, I'm just saying, I can't hate or dislike it. That's all I'm saying. I don't care. It doesn't even register to me.
I'm going to tell you why I hated it.
Please.
How many times are we going to keep letting Goldberg get a title only for him to lose in his first title defense? What the fuck is going on? 100%. I'm sorry. What the hell is going on?
Are you a Goldberg fan?
I'm not a Goldberg fan, but like, seriously, like his legacy looks even worse than it did for 2 botched moves. Like, it's looking really bad.
Legacy stopped existing a long time ago. If your legacy with your wrestler is what you remember your wrestler as.
Destroys the feed, right?
Huh?
Yeah, but he can't beat
again, on, listen. Man. Now, I say this much again, and this is where that y'all will say hashtag WWE guy, okay? It doesn't bother me no more because I knew what this was. I knew the business. Unfortunately, not my children, not other fans who don't know. We knew from what we were reading what was happening. This was Fiend lost it on purpose so that they can get it off of him so Roman could win. Because Roman versus the Fiend would have got booed. This gives also Bray Wyatt his get back at John. This also helps Roman get over, like I just said, against the Mania crowd. It was a payday for Goldberg. It was... When I say it's so far past my mind of saying greater good, I don't care. And honestly, for what I saw, and I'm being real, spear, got up. Power slam, popper. I liked it. Moving on. What's next, Chris?
All right. So next we have the main event of the evening, which was the Boneyard match featuring Smark Callaway, aka The Undertaker, versus Alan Jones, which... The only blacker name there could possibly be is Barack Obama.
All right, that's President Barack Obama. That's President Barack Obama.
In the Boneyard match. And gentlemen, I'm going to tell you like Amber told me. if you didn't like this match, you just don't want to like WWE. Point blank, period. I'm also going to throw a special shout out to Jeremy Borash. For those that don't know, he was in TNA for a while. He did literally everything in TNA. He was also very instrumental in the whole Brooklyn Matt Hardy saga. And he was signed by WWE a few years ago. And he is basically Triple H's answer to Vince McMahon's Kevin Dunn. That's what he does. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, just seeing how this Boneyard match played out, his fingerprints were all over this. And this shit was cool. And again, if you didn't like it, you just want to hate it on WWE and kill yourself.
Dice?
I'm very biased with this one. like I said, for the past 3-4 years, I've been saying AJ Styles is the best wrestler in the world. It's been voted on. It's been articles, video packages, whatever you want to say. But I thought that this match, outside of what they did with Matt Hardy and TNA with his compound, this was the best thing I've seen. Even if you want to throw in the Wyatt family versus New Day or Orton versus Bray or a boiler broom brawl, like this was the best thing that I've seen not in a ring in a really, really long time. And I could probably put it maybe my top three best things I've seen outside of the ring. You could probably put Stone Cold and Booker T in that. But I think I enjoyed everything about this match. I love Taker talking to him like he was just a kid, like about to get his ass whipped with a belt over and over and over. I think my favorite part was when Gallows and Anderson summoned the black hooded people. And in that point, what I really wanted as a wrestling fan, I wanted Taker to call up some old friends in the Ministry of Darkness to kind of even the odds because he expected it. But for him to fight them off the way he did, I thought that was really cool. It showed strength in Taker. And then the ending of it was really cool. And it kept me on the edge of my seat the whole entire time.
Hugo?
Like a movie. I thought it was fantastic. Yes. I definitely give it 5 stars. If anything, on this whole show, what actually made part, if you want to give it a passing grade of what I've said, will be definitely this part right here of this of the show. Fantastic. They both had chemistry. You could definitely look. You could tell how great they actually rehearsed this, how much time and effort they put into this. I thought the production the WWE had, it was 150%. It was fantastic. Whoever is now putting a but, an if, and on how great this match was. And I know some people that they're saying, well, the whole broken Matt Hardy is just a rip off of that. And also to try to get AEW over on this stuff, on this, Chris said it himself. If you hated on this, it's because you hate the WWE. Point blank.
I mean, how cool was this, man? Undertaker kicked ass, took names.
It really was.
And drove off into the moonlight.
I felt like I was watching a Netflix show, for real. It really felt that way. It was fantastic, man. The way that they talked to each other, and also AJ Styles disrespecting the Undertaker, and Undertaker trying to put respect to that name. It was just great. It was fantastic. Man, I don't know. I think we all could allude to this match, and we could all give it a standing ovation if we were there, if we were seeing this live. We would. It was just great, man. It was amazing.
Mike, I apologize, brother, but let me ask you guys this, and we'll go around the horn about this. And one of the things that kind of stood out to me towards the end of the match was literally Undertaker burying AJ Styles. Obviously, he stuck the glove up at the end, but my first initial thought was, and you know, we've heard rumblings and we've heard it out of AJ's mouth in, you know, recent months, talking about how he's tired. He's been doing this for 20 plus years and maybe he wants to kind of get out the road. Did we just
see? I believe another year in his contract. From where if I can go back, I'm not that guy like, you know, Nephew Corey, my kicks is my fix on Twitter and some of those guys who know those particulars. But I believe it's a full, like, another year come like October
full time?
For AJ Styles' contract. I mean, I don't
full time. You're talking about
I think full time. I think full time. But this match definitely had every hint, everything on it. And what I heard also to go with Jeremy Borash is that it was actually Triple H's footprint on it. Of course, me being a Triple H guy, I'm gonna, you know, say that's what I also read as well. The Triple H had his handprint on this match. I don't want nothing else from Undertaker because I said earlier in the show. He shouldn't do anything else because every fan has complained about Taker being old. Taker this, Taker that.
Yeah.
This made Taker look young, made us believe. How fans can suspend their disbelief for Taker for this is what I wish fans could do more often, right? And that's watch this match and go, yo, this is like when they came out on top of the roof and all the guys started coming at Taker. And I saw Zombieland this morning after seeing that last night. I'm like, yo, this is great. This is great cinematic television. I absolutely love this match. And off of loving this match, it's what gives me the promise and the hope, guys, for 64 minutes from right now. Okay? So happy WrestleMania Sunday officially. Yes.
So do you think that Taker riding off is a sign of symbolism that maybe he's finally done?
Absolutely not.
Or do we get hopefully in LA, in which I'm still trying to go with you, brother? In LA, we finally get Sting versus Taker, and they both just end it.
I personally say I see you there. For those who don't know, I booked my room already for LA yesterday. Facts. Okay. I got to bring the whole family. I don't think the ride off is anything other than it being Taker bad. And this is what I liked about the match. I didn't allude on that because I'm going to move on. And that's American Bad. I've never been a Taker guy. But American Badass Taker is different from Dead Man Taker. And last night in that Boneyard match, we got American Badass Taker talking all the trash. That's what made the match great was Taker's banter. Oh, come on, AJ. Oh, you talking about my wife, Michelle, huh? Yeah. You like this one? I'm old, huh? Watch this. And then when, like, Taker got hit. What did he hit Taker with? The shovel? Oh, no, the tombstone.
The tombstone.
When Taker was sitting there going, listen, everything about that match, I thought I was watching a Marvel movie, okay? Disney came down and put their hands in WWE and touched them a little taste of Marvel from last night. I loved it. But to answer your question, Dice, no, I don't think he rides off into the sunset at all. I don't think it's the end of Taker.
A reincarnation now that Taker is now going to be just the American Badass from now on.
I hope that they listen to the fans. All right. And listen to the fans is listening to us right here, right now. You can also listen to us later on all the podcasts, iTunes, Google Plus, Stitcher. What's some other joints y'all be having? Archer. Hell, we've been in iHeartRadio, people. Wherever you are, we are. So check it out. Chairshot.com #. Use your head, Fox Sports Radio 96.9 FM and Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM. Cheap pop, but it's not. All right? So I'm looking forward to all of that, to be honest. I just cannot wait to see what's next for Taker. And if they're smart but listen to us, the fans, they see the fans say, don't put him in that ring. You can do that, and that will work. Have him in a ring to cut a promo. Have him in a ring to appear and disappear. He should never wrestle again in a square circle, and that's no disrespect to me, Mark Callis, who I fell in love with as a kid, teaching me how to thought the heart punch would actually work and give somebody a heart attack. Okay? I thought it would work. It didn't. All right? You put your hand right here, right? You put your fist. You put their fist in their back where their heart would be, and you punch them in the heart. See, that's the wrestling fan that I am. I thought that shit was real. Oh, we gave him the heart punch. I thought it was real. Tonight, though, we get more WrestleMania, like I said, part two. As you see, I got my Dolph Ziggler shirt on. None of y'all like him. But in real life, he's dating Mandy Rose, so I wish you could be like him. Okay? That man, Dolph Ziggler, goes against Otis tonight. Some people think that's going to open the show. Because Otis.
Is nobody coming to see you, Otis?
No one's coming to see you, Otis. Like, literally. Literally, no one's there to see Otis. No one's there. He's someone who probably needs the crowd tonight. Because he's just hilarious. Okay? But what we got tonight going on, Chris?
All right, first and foremost, on the pre-show, and shout out to yesterday's pre-show, where Corey Graves was dressed like Louis Farrakhan.
Hey!
And Peter Rosenberg was dressed like Alfred Hitchcock. Those are my hot takes for the pre-show. That being said, tonight...
Wait, really quick, Chris. How about Renee Young, Booker T, and Mark Henry being dressed up It's like us dressing up right now with suit and ties.
Okay, I'm not gonna have y'all rip that, okay? You know why? Because the Belt Kings made an appearance at WWE Access and people said, not quote, you will never see me, you will never see me look like that at an Access. And I made Reddit, we made WWE.com. I think you dress for the occasion, and to make it WrestleMania, I love the fact that they still dress for the occasion, although it's WrestleMania and your house. I'm sorry, guys. You're supposed to still do that. That's just me.
Fair enough. So first and foremost, on the pre-show this evening, we're going to have Natalya taking on Liv Morgan.
Oh, I need to watch that. It just started right now.
Hold on, what?
Oh, God.
What?
The pre-show's on right now.
I know, I'm watching, but that match ain't start right now, because right now we still got Corey Graves with a weirder rose-colored petaled shirt on, and Rosenberg, where it looks like to be a material from a 1977 Pinto. He literally has on a velvet bow tie right now. Y'all watching it? Okay. What is that, velvet?
I apologize, young man. Talk amongst yourselves just for a hot second.
What is that, velvet?
Velvet?
And I think Corey Graves is matching it. I think Corey Graves is actually matching the tie. Did he just leave the chat? He messed up the whole entire chat. You can't leave the chat. You gotta like just
move me.
Just move me, right? That's not the real C plot. That's somebody else. That's Hugo. You just messed up the whole party. Damn, Chris. Look, you know you gotta ask for permission to get back in, right? He just can't come back in. All right, actually, I can put his... That's it. Two tears in a bucket. We having fun. Fuck it. My wife's bigging me a beer. Listen, y'all, my wife has on her, you're gonna do it with a taste of, do it with some flair for the greatest professional women's wrestler of all time, Charlotte Flair. And she goes on tonight. And oh my God, has some appetite for the lovest, the ravishing Rhea Ripley. So now, hey, now he's Dice. You're Hugo, and he's CP Platt.
The delicious Rhea Ripley.
Yes.
And I apologize, y'all, man. I had to make an executive decision, okay? It was either piss on my couch or politely excuse myself.
Just walk away. Just walk away. Don't leave the camera. Just get up and move. You messed up everything, bro. You messed up everything.
We got him from the chest up. He just could have put a paper cup down.
Anything would have been better than just walking than leaving the chat. Now you're Dice.
I see now. I'm Dice T. So yeah,
and I'm not bad. Fixing it. I'm not. Hold on. Trash. Tyson, how dare you, Julio Jones, call Charlotte Flair trash?
I'm so disappointed in him this
week. Now, I have a motto that says, you don't like it? Listen anyway. You can leave and don't listen, because he's the greatest female wrestler of all time.
You know he'll be right on Xbox talking same trash.
Yeah, I know. Just get it out on air, because we can't hear him. You can hear me.
You can't say nothing.
You can't say a goddamn word. Okay. Well, besides the fact that that's not Hugo, that's not the real CP Platin, that's not Dice Man, follow him anyway. Okay? So, as he broke the cork, okay, shout out to Step Brothers. Tonight, we're going to get Ziggler versus Otis. We're going to get the NXT Women's Championship. Charlotte Flair, as I just said, the greatest female wrestler of all time. Tonight. What else we got going on tonight, brother?
All right, so we also have Black on Black Crime, Aleister Black versus Blacked Bobby Lashley.
Hey, Blacked it is. I'm going with Blacked. He's gonna lose. We know that, right? See how Dice just went to go piss without saying any word? He just disappeared. He didn't leave the chat. He just walked off to go pee. It's okay. We're live on air.
I see that now. Thank you very much.
Okay. What we got tonight, though? Continue.
Also, for the WWE Raw Tag Team titles, we have...
I ain't got a red cup. I got red hot sauce. Is that close enough?
That'll work.
Okay.
Versus Hector Garza and Austin Theory?
Yes. Listen. Okay, I can't even act like that was a good match to try to. I'm sorry. I tried. I tried. It just wasn't going to happen. It wasn't going to happen. Listen, this is where, because they're going to go through an empty crowd. Here's tonight where the Street Profits will miss the WrestleMania crowd being their first WrestleMania. This is where I can, you know, pull the curtain back as a fan and say, okay, I get it. They're not there. They're missing the crowd. However, I think these Bulls will still perform tonight. Austin Theory, listen, it's okay. Andrade, we don't know if he was it he didn't want to be there or he might be on a suspension. I'm not exactly sure what it was, Chris.
The rumor is that he had a rib injury. Okay. I don't know if that's kayfabe or if that's a shoot. Again, okay. I don't know if it was the ribs or the Rona, but okay. He ain't there.
But and then who I think is the best rendition of the next coming of Eddie Guerrero, and that's Angel Garza. I think, and from what I've seen of Austin Theory, I won't sit here and lie and say I've seen a lot, because that would be a lie. And I don't lie, because frankly, I don't give a shit what you think about me. I think this can still be good, because I think Street Profits, I think Montez puts on such a great show, that he's such a great, he overacts wrestling so much, and I'm not, that's to me, that's a negative and a positive in a sense, because at least he's trying, that he will make it okay. And I think Garza will make it okay. And I think those two will make this match really good in that aspect. I am Dice Man. There you go. There you go, Dice. Nice. Since that is, that's him. That's not, that's him. Okay. What's the thing about this match tonight?
Yeah, I fucked up the church's money. So
that hey!
Who fucking up the church's money? So now we also have a 5-way for the SmackDown Women's Championship, which includes Lacey Evans, Sasha Banks, Naomi, Tamina,
Pervert Vision Activate,
and Big Booty Bailey. Speaking of Pervert Vision. Gentlemen, what do you guys think? I guess, you know, they've done a good job of building up Tamina as a formidable opponent. And the way that SmackDown ended on Friday would lead you to believe, because Naomi got screwed, that maybe she's going to win the title. I don't know, man. I'm leaning towards Sasha Banks. And again, this is my bias. I can't be objective with anything regarding Sasha Banks. And I fully admit that.
That's fine. Admit it. You admitted it.
This absolutely, I don't think that, I'd be surprised if it's not Sasha that wins this. This is going to give us a slow burn till SummerSlam, if that's going to happen.
Yeah, if there's a SummerSlam.
Yeah, if there's a SummerSlam, I think that this is either Sasha still tries to help Bailey win and she actually helps her lose and they create tension, or Sasha actually wins this and then they go into the program that slow burns to SummerSlam. So I'd be surprised if anybody outside of Sasha Banks wins this match.
I agree 100%. With that being said, I'm going for Sasha as well. I think Sasha needs to win this match. I think everything they've been doing with SmackDown coming up to this match will tells me that's who should win this match. And I think this match will be actually pretty damn good. Honestly, I think these girls can go. At least we know Sasha and Bailey will go, because hey, we want some Bailey. All right, but Naomi's gonna be in this match. Tamina's gonna be in this match. I think this match will be Jeff's great. Kiss. Huh? What's that about my mama?
I said chef's kiss to Bailey, Big Booty Bailey.
So, I'm definitely with that one being said. Hugo, your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with either Sasha Banks or Bailey. Definitely should win. I don't think the other three have a chance. You know, have a shot at it, just for a potential be between Bailey and Sasha Banks part. I don't know, 5,000 or something.
5,000 something. What we got next there, Chris?
So up next, gentlemen, is the match that I have been most looking forward to this entire WrestleMania build, even before the whole country went on lockdown and the government shut down the entire country. Randy Orton versus a returning Edge in a last man standing match.
Hey, nothing you can say, nothing's gonna take what you got to me. I'm going with Randy Orton will lose tonight.
Yes,
Listen,
Isaiah Swerve Scott.
But as I said before, Edge got his comeuppings at the Royal Rumble, so those fans are like, so those fans who complain and be like, oh, I want Edge to get to see his WrestleMania crowd. As I just explained, it's a business. He got it at Wrestle. He got it at Royal Rumble. He shed his tears. We seen he had tears in his eyes. This will be the match of tonight in the squared circle. I'm going to go with you, Dice, because you got a lot invested in matches. Both of these guys are about, I think, 2 and 3 in your top 5 of all
time.
They
really are. They could be interchanged in my top 5. The smart thing tells me that Edge is going to win this match. However, there is no crowd. He can't have a WrestleMania moment without a crowd. Therefore, WWE could just swerve this. Like, we talked about this. Like, if Drew McIntyre has a crowd, he gets a WrestleMania moment.
Right.
If he doesn't have a crowd, where's his moment? It's not there. Orton could possibly get us with a swerve or, you know, some sort of cheating to win this match to make this go into SummerSlam so Edge can have a really big moment outside of Royal Rumble. But the smart wrestling fan in me tells me that Edge is going to win this match. Honestly, I can't even be mad at it because both of these guys are two of my favorites of all time. So I'm just going to kick back and just enjoy it.
Hugo?
Edge wins.
Oh, no complaining, no bitching from you from this match? Because you know you can. Okay. No. All right.
I'll probably bitch about it after the show.
Okay, there it is. Oh, no, during the show. You would text us during the show and say, this is fucking shit. Okay. Chris, what you got in this match, man? Because I'm looking forward to it. Again, this is match of the night in the ring for me.
I agree, man. This is match of the night. This has been the best built storyline coming into Mania.
Facts.
And
we gotta see how Edge is gonna be, you know, because remember, it is his first. Yes, Royal Rumble is a totally different monster. Remember, this is his first one-on-one match.
Yeah, but wrestlers will always tell you that they hate battle royals because you don't know where they don't know where things are coming from. So I think
we know what kind of shape he is if you can go 20, 30 minutes.
You know why I won't even entertain that? Because every time I got a professional wrestler coming back, a la Shawn Michaels, a la Daniel Bryan, which, by the way, I told everybody that he would come back, they perform. So I think Edge does his thing, Chris.
And the thing is, it's a last man standing match, which means it's going to be a lot of goo-goo ga-ga that's going to help.
Right.
The fact that it's also pre-recorded and the fact that he's going in the ring versus Randy Orton, which everybody will confess. A motivated Randy Orton is still one of the best workers in this entire industry. We all know that. And they already have chemistry. They're actually real-life friends. So this is going to deliver. And I'm going to go Edge here. I wouldn't be surprised if Randy won. But again, man, a feel-good moment would be Edge avenging his wife getting RKO'd.
So up next, we
have... For the NXT women's title, this is just the NXT title.
Woo! I'm sorry.
The delicious Rhea Ripley.
Say what?
I stutter.
Okay.
Versus, as Mr. Knox would say,
the greatest female wrestler of all time, Charlotte Flair.
The Queen City.
It doesn't make sense for Miss Ripley to lose this match. Like, I could get it if things were normal, and maybe you want to put Charlotte Flair on NXT for a month or two to try to pop a rating and destroy AEW. But at this particular point in time, we don't know what's going to happen past April 9th. Everybody might be on lockdown.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to take the title off of the delicious Rhea Ripley at this particular point in time.
Rumptious.
I agree. Charlotte can lose, and she's still the greatest female wrestler of all time. And because
thank you, Dice, by the way, because we got into this on Friday's show. So thank you, Dice. You feel me? We on the same page
of all time. Okay. Rhea needs to win this because Charlotte can take a loss. Rhea may can't. From those who don't know who Rhea Ripley is, that's why I did not like last night having Becky Lynch win. There is a point where I have to still say that I'm watching WrestleMania, and by saying that I'm watching WrestleMania means that you have to do things that you would do at WrestleMania, and they should have pulled that trigger last night. You got to build a star somewhere, and that's how you build somebody. Charlotte can take it. Maybe Becky couldn't take it, where Charlotte solidified herself and who she is. Becky, what is Becky without the title? We don't know, because she's had it for a year. Dice, your takes on this match, guys. And again, in 2 minutes, guys, you guys will disappear and come back in, all right? Continue.
And I'm certainly doing things that I would do at WrestleMania.
I am too. Here's to you. We're supposed to be there right now, guys. Right here. Here's to the WrestleMania crew who's not in the building, but we're in the house.
Get the thing.
And Dice Man and Mo Eaton, hashtag Belt Kings, Belt Kings Radio coming soon. So I got $20 cash app on Orton. Who's taking that? Oh.
I'll take that. I'm taking it right now. Put your cash app in there.
Let's get it. Woo, $20 on the cash app. He trying to buy him a new belt, y'all. Y'all better watch it. I ain't messing with that man. All right.
Give me a second to figure out what my cash app is. I'm taking that all
day. Dice Man, this match, who you got, buddy?
I think this would be a great wrestling match, a pure women's wrestling match. I think that Rhea Ripley has a lot.
We even come back now, guys, besides Dice. Keep going, Dice.
All right. I think that she has a lot of similar technicality in her wrestling as Natalya does. And I think that she's just right in the ring. Like she's only 24 and she literally has mastered the art of selling, the art of, being able to play to the crowd. And what better dance partner than Charlotte to kind of groom her in her WrestleMania moment. So I think that Rhea wins this match. But I think that we will appreciate this match not for the winner, but for the actual action and wrestling in it.
Are we doing cash apps on every match? Because I want it on this one. Because I believe Rhea wins. I think Rhea Ripley wins. But just for cash app's sake, since Mo _ Eaton put us out there, that's $ Maurice, Maurice, capital letter Eaton, Eaton. Let's get it. Belt King, he talking about belt on y'all. You ain't buying a belt on me. You ain't got that much. I told y'all to leave and come back. Why y'all still talking? Nobody left and came back.
I did leave and came back, and y'all shat on me when I left and came back. God damn it. I literally left and came back.
My bad. We'll leave
and
now.
You're like, oh, well, you fucked everything up. Now, you know, you're about to roll sleep.
They cut him off like I thought they would, guys. Listen, we are still alive. Look at Kurt. What bets you want? What belts you got going on? Let me know, because I'm trying to find out. Let me know. Oh, guys, what a night. WrestleMania Part 2 is tonight. I'm excited. This is for the podcasters only out there. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, at Mike Knox. That's spelled with 3 X's, because I am hardcore. If you don't believe me, ask that whore that you dated. Also, make sure you follow the station, give me the identification on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM. That's also on the Twitter. And also, make sure you check out, please, Soul in Sports, hashtag Belt Kings on Instagram. We are everywhere, wherever podcast and Instagram social medias is sold, which are absolutely free. And it's a pleasure to be here with you guys. I'm excited still, because to me, it still does feel like WrestleMania season. And just by having the show, just by doing the show, the meal I prepared, my children still being excited. Let's wait for these guys to get back on. Most importantly, Chris, who's probably taking a urine sample right now, as I tell him to hurry the hell up. Just waiting for you guys. I am. I don't see. Yes, I'm not there. Yes, I miss it, but it's what it is. And because of that, I'm still excited because of what it is. And now, because they came in at different times, I'm going to have them all messed up all over again with the boxes. I guarantee it. Yup. So now Hugo, so now they're back in their original spot. So Dice is all right. So where'd he go, Dice? We're coming back in the right spot where you belong. But this match is going to have every... You're already fine. What? Don't need for the sign guy. No sign guy.
I'm the sign guy.
All right. So, hey, Kurt, nobody's playing you no mind. Otis, okay? Who you got in this match and why, Platt?
What match are we talking about, man?
The match on the screen. The NXT, your Rhea Ripley versus my Charlotte Flair. Oh, you already went. Hugo.
I literally said all right, my bad. I passed Hugo. On everybody. Yeah, the delicious Rhea Ripley is going to win this match.
What you got, Hugo?
You said something that Charlotte Flair could definitely avoid to lose this match, that she can definitely afford it. You know what? I was going to say Charlotte Flair, but you made me think. I'm going to go with Rhea Ripley on this one.
Hmm. Well, I said that anyway. We all said Rhea Ripley, to be completely honest. Oh,
BT Dub, you know, I had to holler at my woman to get my Cash App. So, Maurice, my Cash App is the Cash Money Sign.
Why don't you just type it in the chat room?
P-L-A-T-T.
Type it in the chat room.
Take your bread, brother.
Type it.
Do this. Ready on the edge, $20. I'm about to take your bread, brother.
Take
I'm
taking the rated put it. Put it in the chat. Nobody can spell these days. We're getting cards for locker codes on 2K, and Dice is telling them. I'm like, but I don't know what the hell you just said. You said, like it's spelt, money, super, now, whatever the code was, right? So, what we got up next?
I literally just put it in the chat, so let's get it. All right, let's get it, Maurice, man.
What's the next?
I'm trying to take your bread, bro.
What's the next match we got up, brother?
All right, so after the delicious Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair, we have our main event of the evening.
Yeah, well, two main events.
For the WWE title.
Okay, that is
we have two main events, you're right. But we're going to get to the title match right here. We have Brock Lesnar versus Braveheart himself, Drew McIntyre.
Well, how you got this match going, Dice? It's just another match that Drew McIntyre, of course, Drew McIntyre is missing the crowd in this because I think this is his moment. I've said it. I picked it. Go ahead, Dice.
I got to give this the crowd effect, man. Like, if there's no crowd, he doesn't have a WrestleMania moment. So I can see WWE swerving us and you know, hyping this up for him. Like, there's been so many video packages on Drew McIntyre.
Right.
It leads me to believe that he will lose.
Yeah.
Like, they've done this before.
Yeah.
And they could afford to, you know, keep the title on Brock as this, you know, coronavirus thing, you know, keeps going. And hopefully it dies down by the time SummerSlam comes so we can actually get a crowd. And it would make for so much more of a payoff for Drew McIntyre. But I understand he will probably never be in this position again in getting an opponent as big as Brock Lesnar. So I do think that he wins this match, but I don't think that – I won't be surprised if he loses because I see that it will probably be a bigger picture. And I'm lusting for the bigger picture more than I am the WrestleMania moment for him.
Okay.
Okay, number one, shout out to Maurice. He said it was on. So, Maurice, one more time, brother, throw your Cash App in the chat. And whatever happens – I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say, if Randy Orton pulls this off, I'm going to send you a $20, brother. So throw your Cash App out there.
There it is. Hugo, how you got this match going?
The cards are falling for Drew McIntyre, right? He definitely is the one that's deserving of the win, his big WrestleMania moment. Unfortunately, this, you know, obviously this threw a wrench into his big WrestleMania moment. However, I'm going to go ahead and say that Drew McIntyre regardless wins. You know, perfect opponent for him. Unfortunately, he's not going to have a crowd effect, but he's still going to get his moment. So I'm going to go with Drew McIntyre.
I'm definitely going with Brock to win this match. I know what I said, but I got to be honest. I do. I think, you know what? No, I'm right. I said it right. Drew McIntyre definitely wins this match. It's Brock, and this was supposed to be for Drew, and I think you keep it being that way. And I know that those who haven't watched it will wonder who they are, and I think Drew wins. I do. If anyone want to take that bet, I'll take that bet. I think Drew wins.
That when they get back to a live crowd,
yeah,
finally has his coronation. Yeah. I mean, that building's gonna go.
But when will that be? That's the problem that plagues us now with this pandemic, and that's why I enjoy what I'm watching for that reason.
That's the thing. That's the thing. That's a Vince guy. Vince has handpicked this guy. He shows him so much love. So I think that.
Come on, one man band, the same guy he fired, you know, the chosen one.
He's still been.
I should have wore that shirt today, Dice. I should have wore that shirt. I should have worn my chosen one shirt because I have an original
special
McIntyre shirt
after WrestleMania went off last night, and you could see Vince McMahon eyes lit up when Drew came into the room. Like it was like a man crush that he had on, uncontrollable man crush. So I think that Vince will value crowning Drew McIntyre champion much more if he actually can do it in front of a crowd. I think
so. That's why you think Brock. So you think Brock's gonna take it?
Exactly. That's why I think I wouldn't be surprised if Brock does take it. But
let's bet a dollar cash at, baby. I ain't got 20. But I got a dollar.
I wouldn't be surprised if Brock wins it, but I do think Drew will get it.
I got a dollar on that one.
Number one, shout out to Maurice. He threw his Cash App in the chat, so it's a bet, bro. Like, if I lose, I don't want my belts, man. If I lose, I lose. You about to get this 20.
Well, first of all, for what it's worth, you watch Fast and the Furious, right? This goes for both of y'all, okay? Y'all made a bet live on air on Around the Blocks with Mike Knox. That's spelled with three X's like Mike Knox is. And damn it, it's wherever podcast is sold. So the bet is there. Either somebody's going to be a punk. You ain't a punk, are you? Somebody gonna pay $20. It's out there.
You goddamn right. I ain't no punk, man. I scratched my balls early this morning, man. I ain't no goddamn punk. So if I lose, I'm gonna pay. Point blank, period.
Well, the other co-main event of the night, The Fiend Bray Wyatt gets his comeback revenge tour against John Horatio Rodriguez Cena tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's not mine. That's not mine. That's Micah's. Everybody know who Micah is. No, that's him. Oh, there he is. They go, what money? What bet? What you betting? I said, dollar? I got you. I got you. I got you. Okay? After watching last night, not thinking last night was going to be that kind of match, talking about the Boneyard match, it has done nothing but do what wrestling fans do the most, and that's run our mouths and speculate about tonight and what the possibilities of tonight could be. What's disappointing is because last night was so good, this could be a disappointment because no one expected that. But I don't think it will be. As I've said before about the Bullet Room Brawl, I've always thought both of these matches would be exceptional. Like Halftime Heat, I thought this would be exceptional because the production of the WWE is exceptional. Hashtag WWE guy, but kiss my ass. I just like their production. The Fiend tonight, we're going to see Bray Wyatt and we're going to see The Fiend versus John Cena. We're going to see the puppets. We're going to see every god darn things that Vince McMahon, who has been wanting a character like this for 20, 30 years, since I think it was Danny Spivey, was going to be used for a gimmick from... I'm trying to remember the movie. It's like the Swamp movie. The guy wanted
Cape Fear.
Cape Fear.
Cape Fear.
This has been there since Cape Fear for Vince. He's wanted this from that time. And tonight we can very well get that in this Firefly Funhouse match. I don't know what to expect. I don't care what to expect. Tonight and part two. Oh, I'm sorry. I did that wrong. I apologize. Part two of WrestleMania will be the night of both nights. And this is why this is part two. The best has been saved for last. And I'm excited for the night. I'm excited for this match, Chris.
Okay, so just doubling back just for a second. I think Drew McIntyre wins this evening. And with this match, yo, for the last 15 years, when in doubt, go with Cena. I know what I said on Friday.
You're changing your tone now. You're changing your tune now.
Dun, 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 dun.
Hey! Dun, 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 dun. Oh, no. Oh. John Cena sucks. John Cena sucks. That's not true, though. I disagree with all that. I love John. I got more John Cena shirts than any black guy you ever met. That's just... I do.
That yellow one that he had.
What? I didn't
have... that yellow one?
I had the orange one. I had the green one. My whole family had the green one. We all had the black one. I don't know. I had a lot of John Cena shirts. I don't think I had a yellow one, though. I don't think I had a yellow one.
No. He never had yellow. It was orange. You wore that orange one.
Listen, I got every shade. They may not look as like they used to look, but they're still hanging on. You know what I'm saying? That's why you buy a couple every year so you can have some new rotation. You know what I'm saying? So that the other... Listen, because he was in the bathroom again. Look at his beautiful back there. Look, he's obsessed with women superheroes besides Thanos. He thinks Thanos is like the GOAT, y'all. Just want you to know that. He thinks Thanos is the GOAT of villains, of all villains. He must not remember Apocalypse. Okay.
Yeah, Apocalypse was a bad mother farmer, man. Gold villains, it's got to be Apocalypse and Joker. They got to be 1-1-A.
But,
it's out there.
The reason I brought that up is that, see, everybody's going to the bathroom with me. as much as I know how bad I gotta go. But we're here we go.
No, let you know you're wearing a diaper.
That's no. This is called professionalism. You hold it. Okay? You hold it. All right? You just know how to just You suck it up.
When to hold them, huh?
Listen, there are times when I'm at work and I gotta go bad. I'm like, man, I should really go. And then the line starts coming and I'm like, oh, that's tips. You know what I'm saying? There's tips, the P forgets. All right? Hugo, who you got winning this match tonight? The Firefly Funhouse. What you think about it? Are you excited for it? The Firefly Funhouse match between John Horatio Rodriguez Cena and Bray the Fiend Wyatt.
First of all, shout out to Liv Morgan. She's looking mighty fine. She is fire. But anyway, with that being said.
Oh, Liv Morgan, right? Yeah, she grew on me. I didn't like her at first. She definitely grew on me.
She's fire. She's fire. Anyway,
still sucks in the ring.
I don't know, man. Can they follow Undertaker and AJ Styles? That's the thing, though.
See, the thing is,
John Cena can.
People think that the Boneyard match was great because of the match itself and what they showed you. I don't think it was. I don't get me wrong. It was good, but for me, the great was Taker. So I don't think you can. Okay. You know what I mean? I truly love Taker. Talking so much trash.
They gotta be original, though. They gotta be original with this type of match, though, because we already know we're gonna have two offset matches, and obviously these two, they can't have any similarities at all. They
okay.
Have to be completely
I'm
different.
Sorry. The word you used just now was original. Last night wasn't original. It was different. I've seen it before.
No, what I mean is they can't be similar. They both can't be similar.
What do you mean by similar?
In other words, they can't have the same concept going into the match.
It's different match. I think someone should get pinned in this one as opposed to he got buried alive.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to have a different setting. You know what I'm saying? They have to make it as different.
It's not going
to
be in a graveyard. Well, that wasn't a graveyard either. That was at some damn... I thought I was watching The Walking Dead, honestly, at the Governor's Palace.
Bray Wyatt is a dark character.
Yeah.
That's what I'm referring to.
Well, I'm expecting... I want to see Sister Abigail finally, damn it.
There was a rumor out there that...
There's been a rumor for 3 years. There's been a rumor for 3, 4, 5 years. There's been a rumor. Paige should have been Sister Abigail. Dice Man, welcome back after taking a piss break.
Anyway,
I wish I could go.
I had to check on my food, man.
Okay. You made fun of me before show when I was making my fried chicken, which I still ain't ate because you asked me not to eat on... Actually, all y'all asked me not to eat on air. And then Dice brought up the fact that I smacked when I'm playing the Xbox and eat on air.
Mike's waiting for this time to go through.
And then...
On the Ric Flair side of the game, let's not eat on our podcast.
Okay.
Thank you. Please.
Sorry. And then my wife goes, well, yeah, baby, do be smacking. So I was like, God damn it. I can't eat while I do this. So real fast, Dice, tonight's match. Bray Wyatt wins. Dice, what you got tonight, man?
I think WWE gets it right this time because Bray should have won the first match.
Absolutely.
I do not see him losing to John Cena at all.
Nope.
And John Cena kind of set it up that he's a big advocate for the future of the company, and being a company guy, he'd obviously do anything to help the company out because he's in a transitional stage where he's now turning into something that he hated in The Rock. So,
yeah, right.
With that said, I think he puts Bray Wyatt over very well. I think he sells it extremely well, and I think that this is the WrestleMania moment that Bray has been looking for, and he will get it, even though there's no crowd. But we didn't need the crowd because they weren't going to be in the crowd in the first place.
Guys, what do you think? You think this match has to end? Because remember, it's two gimmick matches that we've had. We already had one yesterday. We're going to have one today, right? Bray Wyatt is kind of like a dark character. How do you think they should portray this match? It can't be similar to the one yesterday. I know Mike said it's not going to be a Boneyard, but how do you think you portray from not being something similar to what we saw yesterday?
That's for you, Doug.
I think it's going to be like a big clown house type shit. Like it's going to throw people off so much. I think that it's, you know, like a big carnival type thing. And okay. Then you have
I got a dollar. We see Pee Wee Herman tonight.
That'd be cool though.
I got a dollar. We see Pee Wee Herman. No, and I get what Hugo's saying also, Wale, in the chat room at Urban Sports Scene on the Twitter. I understand what he's saying, but I don't understand what he's saying. And that's why I'm a lie. Because, no, I know that it can't be different. I, again, your minds are different than my mind. I don't even think about it being something different. So I can't even have that thought in my mind that, oh, they may be something the same. I don't even think that. That doesn't even, I mean, that's just how I participate in wrestling. Go ahead, Chris.
Yo, man, WWE likes to send the crowd home happy.
What crowd? There's no crowd. We're already at home.
You're literally making my point for me.
Okay.
Yeah, everything that's going on right here, man, it's going to be a babyface-centric show, and Cena is going to go over because he's a babyface.
You want to bet a dollar on the old good old, what we call that, Cash App?
I already got 20 on.
So what's 21? So what's 21?
I'm just saying.
What's 21? What's 20?
That one might break me.
Okay.
That one might break me.
All right. Just, so.
I got you. Let's do it. Let's
a dollar. I'm going to say, you ain't got a dollar?
Let's do it, Mortimer. Let's do it, Mortimer.
All right. That's one of my favorite movies of all time. Okay.
Yes. So you get it. Let's do it, Mortimer. Yeah.
So, guys, with that, that is going to be the end of the Mania Talk. Listen, guys, get ready for WrestleMania Part 2 tonight. I cannot wait. Shout out to everybody in the chat room that tuned in, listening the whole entire show. We appreciate you very, very much. WrestleMania in your house will continue to take place tonight in about 23 minutes from right now. We'll be back tomorrow for a post-WrestleMania Part 2 show. And are we going to have a Raw after Mania? What will that Raw after Mania and SmackDown after Mania be? Have they already been pre-recorded? Let's talk about it. Let's be about it. Let's see about it. Let's watch it tonight. And guys, you know what? I always say don't wake up tomorrow morning and look at yourself in the mirror and say, I love me some me because I love Carol Owens and not love God. But I will say this much. Enjoy wrestling tonight, guys. The world is in a different place than any of us ever seen. We've never been in this predicament before. We're in an in-house, stay at home notice. This is entertainment. I'm not judging it on anything else than what I'm seeing inside that square circle. That's point blank and simple. That's all I want you guys to understand. This isn't me being a wrestling guy. This is me being a guy who just loves wrestling. I don't care if this was AEW. I thought their shows were good for what they were too. I thought they all were good for what they were. No, not the best, but what we're watching, I thought they all were good. That is at Dice Streets Z on Twitter. That's at The Real CP Platt on Twitter. That's 2 T's. It should be 3. There go. That's at the Hugo Rudua on Twitter as well. You already know my name, Mike Knox. That's with 3 X's, guys. This podcast will be available for you relatively soon. And we're out of here, y'all. Thank you for tuning in. We thank you. God bless you.